This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in the West Asia region. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha yesterday over the ongoing conflict in West Asia, Mr. Modi said India has raised the issue of de-escalation and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Modi said India is continuously making efforts through diplomacy to ensure the safe movement of Indian ships, even in this war environment. He assured that government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. The Prime Minister said the fundamentals of India's economy are strong and the government is closely monitoring the rapidly changing situation.
अभी तक पश्चिम एशिया में जो नुकसान हुआ है उससे रिकवर होने में भी दुनिया को बहुत समय लगेगा। भारत पर इसका कम से कम दुष्प्रभाव हो इसके लिए निरंतर प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। हमारी इकोनॉमी के फंडामेंटल्स मजबूत है और सरकार पल पल बदलते हालात पर नजर रखे हुए है। सरकार इसके शॉर्ट टर्म, मीडियम टर्म और लॉन्ग टर्म ऐसे हर प्रभाव के लिए एक रणनीति के साथ काम कर रही है। भारत सरकार ने एक इंटर मिनिस्ट्रियल ग्रुप भी बनाया है। कल ही 7 नए एम्पावर्ड ग्रुप्स का भी गठन किया गया है। ये ग्रुप सप्लाई चेन, पेट्रोल डीजल, फर्टिलाइजर, गैस, महंगाई ऐसे विषयों पर त्वरित और दूरगामी रणनीति के तहत कार्रवाई करने का काम करेंगे।
The government has notified the natural gas and petroleum products distribution through laying, building, operation and expansion of pipelines and other facilities Order 2026 under the Essential Commodities Act 1955. The new order aims to boost last mile connectivity and accelerate the expansion of piped natural gas or PNG across the country. The order provides a streamlined and time-bound framework for laying and expanding pipelines across the country, addressing delays in approvals and access to land, and enabling faster development of natural gas infrastructure, including in residential areas. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has termed the passage of the Uniform Civil Code UCC Bill 2026 by the State Assembly a historic moment for Gujarat and the country. The passage followed a debate lasting more than 7.5 hours, which ended with the legislation approved by a majority. Addressing the assembly, Patel said he congratulates all public representatives of the state and all citizens on the passage of the Uniform Civil Code Bill. He said this is a historic moment for Gujarat and the country, adding that Gujarat had become the second state in India after Uttarakhand to implement the UCC. He said the law would provide a uniform legal framework across religions and communities for matters of marriage, divorce, inheritance and adoption. New Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has announced that the government plans to establish a new think tank, Delhi Institutional Think Tank DITI, on the lines of Niti Aayog, and new semiconductor and drone policies will be introduced to position the city as a hub for advanced technology and manufacturing. During the presentation of Budget 2026-27, the Chief Minister also announced that to improve governance, 13 mini-secretariats will be set up at a cost of Rs. 100 crore to offer integrated public services. She said all properties will be assigned a unique ID, Bhu Aadhaar, and land records digitized via the National Generic Document Registration System Portal. Air India and Air India Express will together operate a combined total of 26 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from the West Asia region today. In a social media post, Air India said that both carriers will continue operating their respective scheduled services to and from Jeddah, with a total of 8 flights between India and Jeddah. In addition, Air India Express will operate 4 scheduled flights to and from Muscat, including services from Delhi and Mumbai, along with 4 scheduled flights to and from Riyadh from Bengaluru and Kozhikode. Air India will also operate 2 scheduled flights between Riyadh and Mumbai. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai will directly transfer approximately Rs. 500 crore into the bank accounts of nearly 5 lakh landless agricultural labourer families under the Deen Dayal Upadhyay Landless Agricultural Labourer Welfare Scheme today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.